I have thoughts and feelings too. But it seems that those who have my same opinions aren't yelling as loud as those who disagree. So I created a space where I can speak my piece just as loud as the opposing side can. A place where someone might come and go, oh, good, I'm not alone in how I feel. And if that's not you, don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out. Am I hiding behind a microphone? You betcha. I fully expect to get death threats from people about this podcast. There are some ignorant and selfish people out there thinking they speak for the rest of us, but they don't. And, as it turns out, they don't like being called ignorant or selfish. They don't like being wrong. Then again, who does, right? But this is my place to vent, my place to speak my piece, and it's here for anyone who wants to listen. I have a business and a family, and if scientists and healthcare providers can be given death threats and stalked in their own home, then no, it's not worth it right now to put my family in danger like that. But at the same time, we deserve a space. The internet is vast, and if you don't like what I have to say, no one's forcing you to listen. If you do agree, share it with those around you. Let them know that they do not also have to be alone in how they feel. Will you agree with everything? Probably not. But here I am, a voice in the dark, hoping to find my people and help them find each other. Maybe I'm a quiet vigilante like Lady Whistledown on Bridgerton, but a lot less refined. After all, well-behaved women seldom make history.